I'm Talkin', episode 366 for April 20th, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking return. So return is a pretty common word, and you know, when you use it, it's usually used in something being given back, maybe, and that you borrowed something and now you're returning it to the person that you borrowed it from. It may be coming back to something. This person left and now they have returned, and so they've come back to a location, or maybe you go back from the other perspective where you have left and now you go back. It's like you return to your hometown, or I moved here, but now I've returned to this location. But either way, any of those ways that you use it, it all denotes that something happened before. So in the give back, someone gave you something that you are now giving back. Or in the go back or to come back, in that return, you were there before. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So today's word comes from Matthew 25:13, where Jesus said, "So you too must keep watch, for you do not know the day or the hour of my return." So why is this a challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians? Well, we know for certain that Jesus is returning. He tells his disciples multiple times. We read it in God's word, which we believe to be the truth. And in order for Jesus to return, then he must have been here before. It's what I mentioned in the beginning. It's like something happens so that a return can actually exist. And so we know and we believe that Jesus physically existed on the earth as God and man, and he died and was raised again. And interesting that this word comes up when we're in the Easter week. But that is where the world starts to not believe us. They think that Jesus was just a man and there is no return because there is no resurrection. Well, the fact is that because Christ was resurrected, he died, then he rose, then he ascended, he's covered the past, present, and future, and there absolutely is a return. And we have to be adamant that that is the truth from God's word. It's not something we're making up. It's not a dream. It is a hope that we have because we read about it in the scripture. And how do we observe that hope? We observe that hope by watching, being vigilant, being ready, being attentive. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast.